This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
How's everybody doing out there? Everybody good?
Hope so.
Is it... What's the first day of spring? We're getting there.
It's the end of this month.
God bless.
Because when this comes out, it'll be March 11th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And March... Or spring is usually the 22nd? 21st, 22nd?
Okay.
20th?
All right, we're close.
In the 20s.
We're close. This weather, though, has no idea. Like, sometimes it's really super nice, and then we get 3 inches of snow.
Ohio is the most bipolar.
It is.
I had the scariest winter.
Oh, yeah.
This past weekend, I was out about an hour and a half away from home, and my daughter was following me, and we had a snowstorm coming, but it was earlier in the afternoon. I didn't think it would start till later. Well, it started.
Ooh.
And the way my GPS took me back home was... Country roads.
Oh, take me home.
They were trying to, but country roads in the dark.
Oh.
Snow was coming down so hard that I could not see. Probably, I'm not even exaggerating, maybe 10 feet in front of me. Maybe.
This makes me so
five
anxious.
Feet. Just the, yeah. And I looked in my rearview mirror at one point and Avery went sideways. And she has this tiny little car.
Yeah.
And my heart. Oh my God, I screamed.
Yeah.
I was just gripping the wheel like, please, please, please don't go into the ditch or something.
Yeah.
Luckily, she straightened up. We got home, but it took, when it should have taken an hour and a half, it took like 3 hours. Could only go like 15, 20 miles per hour. It was horrible.
I just this morning saw a meme that said, a fun game we like to play in Ohio, and it's two people in the car. And then the passenger's filming the driver and then pans the camera to the windshield and it's just snow everywhere. Yeah. And it said, a fun game we like to play in Ohio. Where's the road?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's scary.
It was one of the scariest drives home in my life.
Yikes.
My muscles hurt when I got home because I was just tense the whole entire time.
Oh, God.
But anyway, Ohio weather.
Yeah.
It's great. And it's supposed to be in the 50s this week now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is happening? We say this every winter, though.
Well,
like we've never been here.
Right.
What is this?
Well, speaking of Ohio.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a chance to check out Ohio's own new to the Off the Tongue Podcast Network, Pint Pals Podcast? Have you guys checked them out yet?
Hopefully you have.
They are new to our network.
They are.
And we're really excited to have them.
Yeah.
Who are they joining, Emily?
They are joining the OCP, the Original Copycats Podcast, all the way in. Do I say it?
Do you dare?
Jolly old England. And yeah.
Our brothers out in the cornfields of Illinois. It's funny. That makes it okay podcast.
Mm-hmm. And our brothers up in Mansfield, Ohio, mm-hmm. Teach a Dummy Podcast.
And right along with them, Skate Ohio.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. So check out the Off the Tongue Podcast Network everywhere you get your podcasts. You can hit up our show notes. You can find links to the shows and our bonfire shop. Get mm-hmm. some merch.
Yeah. I need to get some new stuff.
Are you wearing? No, you're
I'm not wearing the hoodie today, but
I'm wearing.
I wear it all the time.
I do too. It's so soft.
Yeah.
I actually, I have it on with just a sports bra because it's so soft on the inside. Like, I want to feel it on my skin.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm going to do that.
Do you want me to open it?
Yeah, let me see. Ooh, oh, that's a cute sports bra too.
Oh, thanks. Lest you think I was kidding.
She really did it. So it is March.
Right.
So that means a special episode came out.
Yes. Yes, yes. At the time of recording, it's not out yet.
No.
But as you're listening.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it just so happens to coincide with a certain special someone's birthday that was just a couple days ago.
Yeah. It's Elias Soriano from Nonpoint.
Woo!
We had the pleasure of interviewing him. I say interviewing. We're not really an interview podcast, but
right.
We had the pleasure of him joining us.
Yeah.
In our discussion. And it was a video episode, too. So if you haven't checked that out, please go do.
Yeah. You can see the video on Spotify
yep.
or on YouTube.
Yeah.
Please check it out.
It's special when you get to see our faces.
It is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, leave your comments and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we said at the time of recording the video is not out yet, but you know what it is?
I do.
Over 10 minutes of bonus content on our Patreon.
Yep.
So for less than a cup of coffee.
Oh, wow.
A month. Way less for $1 a month.
Yeah, like, you can't get a cup of coffee for $1.
Yeah.
Not these days.
Not these days. But for less than $1 a month, you can head over to our Patreon where you get over 100 posts of exclusive behind the scenes, mm-hmm. first looks, outtakes, things we forgot to say, and our special Patreon predicaments.
Oh, yeah.
Those are Would You Rathers just for our Patronies.
Just for our Patronies. We have a lot of fun over there. And come on over and join Chrissy.
Hex.
Teach a Dummy Podcast.
Vin.
And Jonathan and Lindsay.
Hey. So those are at our shout out level, but we have multiple levels to choose from personal all the way up to business. So please hit up our show notes for patreon.com/thegreenergrasspodcast to see how you can get those goodies.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of goodies, should we jump into this goodie topic?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is March and spring sports are starting.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have sprung.
They have sprung. All right, so Jackie, would you rather track or field?
Ooh, let's discuss.
Yeah. Was that your fast, like, race taking off? Like,
Yeah. Let's discuss.
So track or field. Track, we're going to be talking about the running portions of track and field all the other stuff, the jumps and the other stuff. So
perfect.
Let's start with running. Track, what's a pro?
Great cardio.
Uh-huh, that was my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Cardio.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Good exercise. And there's strength too, cardio and strength. But yeah, it's definitely a good cardio, which is good for your heart, cardiovascular system. And it's good for your bones running.
Yeah.
Bone density.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you said it because a lot of people think that exercise that is a little bit more high impact on your joints and stuff is bad for you. So, you know, some people try to stay away from any sort of plyometrics or cycling or track.
Yeah.
But actually,
it's good for you.
From the mouth of the nurse.
Yep.
You know what else it's good for?
What?
If you're doing the 400 or 800 meter, it's really good for endurance, building that up.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, and I'll just add this on. It's down there somewhere, but there's different types of distance. So you can do the 100, the 200, or the longer ones, the 400, 800.
Yeah.
All the other ones. So you get to pick if you're a sprinter or a long distance runner.
Yeah.
I was a sprinter.
So was I. And additionally, hurdles can break up the monotony of just straight running.
Yeah.
I ran hurdles, and I have a little hurdle story for you.
Uh-oh.
So it was one of the most embarrassing moments for me at the time, but turned out to be like this really inspirational sports story. I'm waiting for my 30 for 30 on ESPN, but I was running track, and we had a cinder field. So, you know,
like, we had cinder too.
Not field, cinder track.
Mm-hmm. We did too.
And
until later.
Yeah. But yeah, after I graduated, they upgraded. Thanks. Anyway, so I was running and I went to hit the hurdle and my toe just clipped it and my shoe came untied and wrapped around the hurdle. And so I went down and then drug it as I fell.
Oh, man. In a meet or just practice?
No, in a meet.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as I got my bearings, I jumped up and I kept running.
Yeah.
And I didn't come in last, but I also didn't come in first.
Yeah.
But I was really embarrassed. I was crying. I was bleeding. I was not actually crying from the pain. I was just so embarrassed that it was a meet and everybody saw it.
Yeah.
But it ended up being like this moment where my coach talked about like my perseverance and my get up and go. And it was funny as one of my classmates said, "I can't believe you got up." Her name's Erin Kelly. Shout out Erin Kelly. That's her maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes, "I cannot believe you got up. If I went down like that, I'd have just demanded they call fucking 911 and help me." And I was horrified that she said the F word because I was a loser. But anyway, so that's my story. Like my coach at the end of the year during our banquet said like how proud he was. He said that, you know, when he from the time it took me to fall that he like put his head in his hands and like looked down. And when he looked up, I was already back up and running.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
I had a friend who did that. Who did the hurdles?
It's me.
I didn't. Well, a girl I ran track with. She bit it and like tore up her leg, like her knees were all bleeding. And
yeah.
It was pretty bad. But yeah, I didn't like
that. Is that on your cinder track too?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel for her.
I'm not going to talk about cons yet, but because we'll talk about cons when we get there.
Okay. You got another pro then?
Competition. It's competitive. Mm-hmm. You're competing yourself. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a good competitive thing. I know all sports are, but I just feel like it's just, you know,
yeah.
The competition aspect is real with running.
Yeah.
You're trying to win.
Well, and I think kind of what you're saying is because although it's a team sport, it's you.
Yeah.
And so my next pro was that it's a great starter sport for introverts.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you are looking to join a team, but you're still kind of doing your own thing and, you know, whatever, I feel like it's a really good way to get you into a team sport.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, really kind of push the boundaries of what makes you comfortable, you know, in public.
Yeah, true.
And it's a good build up to doing the relay race.
Yeah, I put that in my next one as the relay. So even though it's just you, you can do relay races where you're in a team effort to win the race.
Yeah.
It's not all on you.
That's correct.
I was always the last leg, though, because I was the fastest. And
hey, girl.
That was some pressure, but it was cool to be the last one to end it and win it. You know, I always loved that.
Yeah.
So. What else?
I personally always really enjoyed the warm-up attire. This was, you know, when I ran track, it was before leggings were really a staple in everyone's wardrobe. And so pretty much tights, as they were called then, you just pretty much only wore those for like warm-ups and, and workout. And I just always thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I know it's the staple in everyone's wardrobe now, but.
Yeah, that's true. Back then. We didn't really wear leggings that much. Yeah.
Not like the spandex kind. Like they were exclusive for sports.
Yeah. And,
you know.
Under those really short shorts.
Mm-hmm.
No equipment's needed. So it's just your body.
Yeah. Your body.
So you have to worry about equipment.
I got to load up the hurdles. Nope. They're already there.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just bring your.
I got to load up my shoes. My legs.
Load up your legs.
Yeah. You have to have legs for track. Well, no, you don't, I guess. They are those people who do the the wheelchair races and like in the Special Olympics too, or the ones who have the, like who have
Oscar Pistorius
amputated legs and you have the artificial, what are they fucking called?
They're, well, he was called Blade Runner.
Yeah, the ones that look like little blades
yeah.
and they run. Those are fucking crazy.
Too bad he turned out to be a murderer.
Oh, did he? I don't know.
Yeah, he killed his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah.
Did he cut her legs off and try to attach them to his own?
I thought you didn't know the story. No, he chased her into a bathroom and then shot her to death through the door.
What a fucker.
Yeah. Well, all right.
All right. Well, cons. Are we ready? Are
you
done?
I think so, yeah. It's running.
It's running.
On purpose.
I know.
What? It's so funny.
Running is hard.
Because I loved running track so much. Loved it. I don't want to run now.
I hate running.
Like,
I don't have any desire to run.
No.
Ever.
I feel like I could probably still whip out a pretty good fast sprint, but not for pleasure.
No.
Like, I have to be, like, chasing down the last bottle of Weller's at Kroger to go get that.
Dude, that's how I am. I was, track was my best sport. Like, I was really good at track. I won fucking records and everything, and, but I was only a sprinter. So this is actually on my cons. Conditioning or practice sucked. We had to run, like, distance. We had to run miles. We ran around our town and I would fucking cheat. I would just start walking through alleys and shit. I'm like, fuck this. I'm a sprinter. I'm not a long distance. I hated long distance. They would try to get me in. They tried to do get me to do the 400 at least because it's still a sprint, but even that I was like, nope. 100 and 200 was my jam. I hate running.
I ran track in middle and high school, and in high school and before the track season, you know, you have to run the mile in gym class.
Yeah.
And the cross country coach approached me when she saw my time to join cross country. And at this time, I didn't realize what cross country was. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go to practice. Never again.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah. My best friend in high school did cross country. She's a runner. She still runs to this day all the time. And I would go to her meets like, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Running's hard. That's con.
Yeah. I also have the starter pistol. Scares the fucking shit out of me.
I had a feeling you'd put that on there. I was thinking of that because you don't like to be startled.
Yeah, that's very startling.
It is startling. You're right. I know we put a pro of it's just you. Well, that's also a con. It's just you. So you're responsible for everything. You can't blame it on, you know, the team messed up or so-and-so struck out and lost the baseball game. No, it's you. If you lose the race, it's on you.
Right. And then following up on that, it is just you. When you're done, there's a lot of waiting around.
Yeah, there is.
You know, sometimes maybe you run more than one, you know, maybe you do the one and 200 or whatever. But when you're done,
yeah,
you're just sitting around.
Yeah. It is. Track meets are always so long.
Mm-hmm.
I did 3 events, but they're all spread out. So then you're just waiting. Same. Yeah. So the nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
The nervous feeling before a race, I do not miss that feeling. I hated that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be in the blocks just like shaking.
Yeah.
Ugh,
same.
I hate that feeling so
much.
Not
only do you have that nervousness and then the gun.
The gun too. Yeah.
It's terrible. Well, I'm glad you said that because another con for me was starter blocks.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, you didn't have to use them.
Oh.
So I didn't.
Oh.
And then I became used to not using them. And when I got to high school, I think our freshman year we were allowed to not use them. But then they're like, no, you have to use them. I'm like, the fuck? I hate these things.
Oh, man. I don't think I could do it without. Just because that's the only way I learned.
Yeah. So.
They're so good to push off of. Starter blocks, yeah.
What else do you have?
And your spikes. Hurdles.
Yeah.
I did not like hurdles. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to be a hurdler, and I hated them.
Yeah.
Just jumping. I don't need to fucking jump while I'm running. It's too much. I am too clumsy for that shit.
Yeah.
So.
I also have early fatigue. Mm-hmm. So because it is such an explosive sport, you use a lot of that energy right out of the blocks,
mm-hmm.
as it were. And so it is tough for endurance because you get that burnout early.
Yeah, that's true. Explosive. I can't hear the word explosive without thinking diarrhea.
I mean, same. My favorite is when you are watching football and they're like, look at the explosive runs. And then they talk about tight ends. And
explosive runs. That's what you get before track meet because you're so nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the explosive runs. Yeah. You are just running in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
There's no scenery like with cross country. You go through different areas.
Right.
You're just running in a fucking circle. It's kind of boring.
Like in National Lampoon. Look, kids, it's Big Ben.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah. Also, runner's ass.
Runner's ass?
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Some runners, not all, but some runners only run, and they don't focus on any other sort of conditioning or training, and they have a very flat ass.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of, I mean, you do have to do a lot of work with your posterior chain to run properly, but
you're not working that butt.
Yeah.
Do some squats.
Yep.
Injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from falling off hurdles, but shin splints. Mm-hmm. Andrea, my cross country friend, got shin splints really bad all the time. Knee stuff, hip stuff. Pains.
And well, those are injuries, but what about when you get the side stitch? That's that's a pain but not an injury.
Dude, I forgot about side stitches.
You feel like you're gonna die.
Dude, I forgot about those.
They're so bad.
I hate those. They're I haven't had one of those in a long time because I don't run anymore.
Right.
But
just your mouth.
Or I do that a lot. Another con, I didn't have this on my list, but it just occurred to me. When track starts, it's still chilly outside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you run in the cold, that sore throat and ear pain you get.
Yes, that is the worst.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, same.
So that was always a bitch when track first started with conditioning. It was still chilly.
Yeah.
Even if you had a hood on, a hat, you still got that sore fucking throat, ear.
That's actually when I learned the importance of proper breathing is, you know, in through your nose and out through your mouth. But it still
hurts.
You still get the burn. Ugh. Still get the burn.
We used to run hills. There was this hill in our town, like right by the school, and we'd have to do hills.
Yeah.
Fucking hated that shit.
Yeah. But I will say, hill sprints are really good for your glutes.
Yeah.
So I have one left.
I'm done.
Okay. My last one is something we already discussed, is the cinder track.
Yeah.
Most of them have that like spongy, recycled tire feeling track now, but back in my day, most of the tracks were cinder, and it was fucking brutal.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then we'd go, so if we, you know, went to districts and regionals and stuff, we'd go to the nice schools because we made it to the whatever. And like, what is this?
Yeah.
Could run in these nice tracks when we're living in fucking black cinder dust all over us.
Yeah.
We were poor.
Coming from the coal mines.
Yeah, that's what we look like.
Yeah.
We were the poor kids. Amanda Clear Creek.
Yep.
Anybody out there? They have a really nice track in school now, but when I was in school, they didn't. So, okay.
we done running around?
We're done running.
Okay.
If you don't want to run, if you want to drive.
Yeah, my legs are tired.
I'm done running. Yeah. I think we should hop in a car.
That's a good idea.
And you guys, if you want to hop in a car, we know where you can find one.
We're going to tell you, too.
Okay. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right. All right. Let's go to the field.
Okay.
So do we want to say what the events are? Because there's like different.
There are so many. We can just give a few hollers.
Holler out, holler back. I'll give a holler out to the long jump because I did the long jump.
Okay.
That was my field event.
I will give a shout out to high jump.
Yeah. And then we have the fucking pole vault. The fucking pole. I don't know why I said the fucking pole vault. The fucking pole vault.
And there's also the javelin.
Yeah.
The discus.
And the shot put.
That's right.
I think that's it. Well, there's different types of jumps.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school, it was just the long jump, high jump. But there's like the triple jump. It's like, yeah.
Wow.
But those are, I think, more Olympic stuff. I don't know. We'll just talk about basic stuff.
Okay.
What's some field pros?
Well, as you just said, some of these are a little more niche.
Yeah.
So.
They are. It's niche. My number one is you don't run. Maybe a little bit, like you run down the lane to do the long jump and you run for the high jump, but you're not running.
Yeah. I also put that it's great for folks that want to be on the track team but aren't fast.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who did some of the field events were just, they weren't the most athletic people, but they were strong. They had strength. So, especially with the shot put and discus, they were the stronger, maybe larger people that could. That could do it better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's also lots of options.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas track, you're running. Maybe you've got hurdles, but for the most part, you're just running.
Yeah.
But with field, you can jump.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I can do.
Look what I can do. Yeah. And you're learning a new skill. So running, everybody pretty much knows how to run.
Mm-hmm.
You learn that from a little kid. You move your body.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to do a pole vault just by doing it.
Yeah.
So you're learning a new skill with it. What else?
Impressive feats of explosive strength.
Oh, more explosiveness going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of explosiveness when it comes to muscle fibers.
Yeah.
Got them type 1 and type 2 and not diabetes.
Well, you might.
Well.
But if you run track, you'll help that. Exercise helps. So. You get to use equipment, so you get to have a little discus and the javelin and whatever. Whereas running, like we said, you just use your feet.
Yeah.
But you get to use stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
I have one left that is actually a pro and a con.
Okay.
So do you have any left?
I have a couple.
Okay, you want to go ahead?
They're quick.
Mm-hmm.
You do your thing and you're done.
Yeah.
Where it's not, you're waiting, you know, for the whole race to be over or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then my last one is, all eyes are on you, which is exciting.
Yeah.
They're watching one person. You know, when you watch the race, there's several people racing.
Right.
It's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's your turn to do the long jump, everybody's just watching you. So you get to showcase yourself.
Yeah. Do you want me to do my last pro that is also a con?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very far away from the other events.
Yeah.
So the pro is, you know, you kind of get your own spotlight, like you just said. But then the con of that is, you know, you get to, when you get to the school where you're, you know, performing the track meet, the bus lets you off at the track.
Yeah.
And then all of the field people have to go way out, you know, because they do have to go out further, especially for the throwing events, so that, you know, to avoid injury.
Yeah. The throwing events were further on my school, but the long jump was right by the track. Everything else, like the high jump was inside the track.
Yeah.
But yeah, the throwing stuff was always like up on the hill or above us.
Yeah.
So yeah. My number one con is also one of my pros. I just said all eyes on you.
Yeah.
So that's nerve-wracking where you're it
mm-hmm.
and everybody's watching you to see how you do. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's very nerve-wracking.
I have, hear me out.
Okay.
You're not running.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, you know, you might tell people I'm on the track team and then they're like, what are you doing? Because even though I feel like track and field is very common mm-hmm. as a phrase, I think when you hear I'm on the track team, most.
You think run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
nope, I'm just throwing this big heavy ball on the grass. Come watch me throw a ball.
I'm throwing this frisbee with elephantitis.
Yeah. Well, you have to learn these events. So like I said before with running, everybody knows how. I mean, you do learn different techniques with running. I'm not saying anybody can run, but these are specific, like you said, niche things that mm-hmm. you have to learn how to do.
Yeah.
High jump is so fucking hard.
Yeah.
I could never bend my back enough to get over that fucking pole.
You.
I tried it. I tried everything, but I couldn't do high jump. Long jump, I was good at. High jump, nope.
We did high jump on field day.
Yeah.
Like in grade school and middle school. And it was always fun because it was super low. It was not track and field.
Yeah.
So that was always fun because basically it was just like run and jump on this big cushion.
Yep.
But yeah, in the actual field.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's hard. And you have to get the right steps down. You go in that mm-hmm. little arch. Mm-hmm. My friend was pretty good at it. Mandy. Shout out Mandy. She was really good at it. And they always thought I would be good at it because I was good at long jump. I was a sprinter. Mm-hmm. I was tall.
Yeah.
No. The way you have to arch your back and pull your legs up over it. I fucking suck, dude.
Yeah.
Pass.
So I almost did the pole vault, but it scared me too much.
Yeah.
So my coach thought I'd be really good at it because I was small. Mm-hmm. I did it one time in practice and it scared me so bad. I was so afraid I would come down on the pole.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I could be totally wrong here, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. Girls weren't allowed to do pole vault.
Oh, we were.
Only the boys did it.
Oh, we were at
Isn't
my
that
school.
Weird?
Yeah. Weird.
It's weird because we went to school around the same time period. So I wonder why our school did that. Or maybe I'm wrong and just the boys only wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But I remember it being only boys.
I think we only had boys that did it.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. Like girls just didn't want to do it.
Although now I'm thinking a girl ahead of me did it. But yeah, it doesn't matter. One time I was just so afraid. And
I never wanted to try
that. He's like, it's not going to come down on you because, you know, you have to clear the crossbar. Yeah. And he's like, if it hits that, it'll go back the other way. And it just really scared me.
Yeah.
And then my other fear was that the pole would snap.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did several attempts and like many times it, first of all, if you are running and you get it in there and you don't go up, it's very jarring.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that didn't feel good. Several attempts, only one time made it over and I was like, this is not for me. So that was a big con for me.
Yeah, that is a con.
It does look cool though.
Yeah, it does. I have a con for injuries. I actually had a pretty bad injury doing long jump. I sprained my ankle really bad, really badly.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And I was never the same afterwards.
Ooh,
my ankle was never the same afterwards. And I never did long jump again.
Oh, man.
It was a career-ending injury.
Damn.
And it was in warm-up, too, before a meet.
No.
I was practicing, getting my steps down. Mm-hmm. You know, you do a couple practice jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I used to be really good at long jump. But this time, I just, the way the pit was, my ankle caught on the like this because I had like a wooden mm-hmm. thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh man, I went down hard.
Oh man.
Some of the boys, the high, because I was probably a freshman or sophomore in high mm-hmm. school, and I remember the older senior boys had to pick me up and carry me because I couldn't walk. It was horrible. So you can get injuries. I mean, you're jumping on your ankles. You know.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, and maybe pole vault injuries. I'm sure occurred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could injure yourself. So
I have a long jump con as well is you could really jump long, but if you don't stick the landing, you know, it's not as far, you know, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Which it can be really disappointing. That was always my problem. Like I never did it in competition, but mm-hmm. again, on field day and stuff, I would do it and I felt like I could get really far, but I just couldn't stick the landing.
Yeah. It's a skill. You got to like move your body. So you, I don't miss it though.
Well, you have anything left?
It just may not be exciting as a race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just singular things. And especially so with a race, you know who won immediately.
Right.
With these events, they measure.
Yeah.
And so then you're like, okay, what was that? And then you find out, oh, you had the longest jump or whatever. But the race, you immediately know. It's exciting. It's more exciting to see the finale of a race than just seeing a couple people jump and find out who had the highest.
Right. There's no photo finish on the long jump.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So.
That's a good point.
I think that's it. My other con was just, like I said, larger, more, like, less athletic people do it. So you may not be the body type or the you might not have the ability to run. And so you can only do the field events.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. I did have one left.
What you got?
I think you kind of already talked about it, though, is that it might feel like less of a team work.
Yeah. True. Oh,
sorry.
That is true. That okay. is true. All right. Well, when it comes down to it, would you rather track or field?
I got to say, all this, I hate running and I'm still picking track.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to.
Yeah. If I had to do one. Yeah. Sprinting was my jam. Yeah. So, like, I, even though I said I did long jump, I didn't love it as much as the running part. So I'm picking track too.
I feel like I could really crush a 100-inch dash right about now.
100-inch?
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's do surprises. Beat your rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a shot put.
Oh, and mine was a discus. Well, sure. It's kind of flat.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with it.
Kind of long. All right, Jackie. Well, I didn't know this hurdle story of you. So it's very interesting.
Okay.
Would you rather you're doing hurdles and you are about to win the race and you bite it on the last hurdle, fall flat on your face.
Sure.
Face plant. Psh, like you did.
Sure.
But you're about to win it. You're in the last hurdle.
Okay.
Okay. Or you're pole vaulting.
Oh, my God.
I know. When you're saying this shit, I'm like, holy fuck. And you go up in the pole and the pole catches your pants and rips your pants off. You're up in the air, pantsless, coming down. All your pants, underwear and shorts.
See, I didn't ask any qualifiers, but I'm still
naked.
I'm still going to go with that.
Naked pole vault?
Yes. Yes, because it's not painful. It is embarrassing. But obviously, if I'm doing this, I'm athletic. You know, they're not going to publish those pictures in the newspaper. And they'll probably go viral on the internet. But then, you know what? So does the podcast.
Ah, that's true. I don't want to pick this one. I just realized I have to pick. Because I hate the embarrassment is worse for me than anything else. But man, face planting on a hurdle and you lose the race? That's bad
shit. That's physical and emotional. A hit on your pride.
You're right. I'm ripping my pants off.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You have a great ass. Don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Don't worry about it.
You have a great everything.
Thank you.
Well, all right. Naked pole vault. Let's go. What you got for me?
Emily.
Yeah.
Would you rather, everywhere you go, every time you enter or leave a room or a building, you with me?
Yep.
Have to sprint. Or long jump.
Ah! Long jump into a building or long jump out. I'm sprinting. People be like, what are you doing? I gotta get in here. I gotta get out. I'm picturing it.
Yeah, me too. I was picturing you trying to like long jump into Kroger while the electric doors are going.
That would be funny. Hold on.
I'd probably get the door.
Yeah, I'd get hurt, I would think, long jumping. So I'll just run.
Yeah.
Ryan and I just walking casually into a restaurant for a date. I just start sprinting.
You mean like Ryan does to you?
Yes.
I didn't even think about that.
Please. He does. He doesn't do that anymore. He's so much better.
Yeah. Okay.
He's so good at that, by the way, now, because I've told him I don't like that. That the other day we went to the store. He was driving. It was yesterday, actually. He was driving. And so I got out the passenger side. Well, there was a huge puddle behind my Jeep because the snow was melting.
Yeah.
And so normally I would walk around the back to meet him to go in.
Yeah.
But I went around the front and he was around the back looking for me.
Aww.
I was like, over here. He's like, what? I'm like, there's a puddle. Peek-a-boo. So now he does wait for me. So
aww, that's sweet.
So sweet. Yeah.
I love that. And you know what else I love?
Everything.
I love when people live.
Yes.
I don't know. I love when our listeners leave us feedback. So please, if you're listening on Spotify, answer the question.
Yeah.
take a vote on the poll.
Vote it.
Vault. And check out our show notes where you can find links to our sponsor, Nathan Collins. Mm-hmm. You can find a link to the Off the Tongue Podcast Network mm-hmm. and to all of our social media and merchandise shops.
Mm-hmm. I said mm-hmm after everything you said. Mm-hmm. 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 And also check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. I sprinted my bye.
I love it.
Love you. Bye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.